If today was a fish, I'd throw it back in. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, with the Absolute Philosopher. If today was a fish, I'd throw it back. Why is that? Because every day is a new day. Every day is a new and exciting day. And if today is just like yesterday and like yesterday and like yesterday and like yesterday, I'd throw it back. I'd reach forward to what today is and let the interesting concepts within me come out and shine forth and say, hey, look, here's what we can do today. Here is what stands before us today. It's not the same old fish. It's not the same old fish that we've had day after day after day. It's a new one. I've seen some of these, well, in fact, I've done it. I've gone out into the ocean, gone out in a fishing boat, and thrown out my line and brought in fish. I have never caught a tuna or a marlin or some grand and glorious fish like that, but I have caught other fish. They were good fish, the name slips me at the moment, but they were good fish and they were kind of fun. They were for eating and what have you. Bought them in the boat. When I got them in the boat, they'd have scales all over the boat because they'd be out of water and so forth. As I brought them into the boat, I thought to myself, why do I do this? I really have not that much of an interest in eating fish. I can buy a little fish at the market if I want. I don't have to go out fishing to get a fish, and then I have to prepare the fish, and then I have to slice it up and put it in parcels and put it in the freezer, and we eat it over a period. That's the fish I caught, that's the fish I caught, that's the fish I caught. You see, and that's today. We keep living in the past. Now, I think I learned a lesson when I went fishing, because I would take friends along, and my friends would be very wonderful people. We'd have nice talking while we're on the boat. The minute we pull up to the dock, they'd take their fish and say, well, got to take my fish home and clean it and get it ready. They wouldn't help clean the boat. They wouldn't help clean up the beautiful Chris craft that I was using, and it was all full of fish scales. And so I had to wash it down myself, scrub it down myself, clean it down. My fish just laid there waiting for me. And finally I decided, no way. I am not going to go fishing with this boat again. This boat is for water skiing. This boat is for sightseeing. This boat is for funning. And it was a beautiful 18-foot Chris craft, and it was just wonderful. So after that, I didn't invite my fishing friends out. I invited my water skiing friends out, or my sightseeing friends out. And they were there too. They were always there waiting to be invited, but I didn't go sightseeing or water skiing. So once I started to go water skiing, oh my, did a new day open up. I threw back the fish and I took on my water skis. And I had Mark drive the boat while I was water skiing before the rules and regulations said you had to have a person in the back to watch, and nobody as young as Mark could drive the boats, but I had him driving. And we had a wonderful time scooting up and down the coast between Dana Point and Newport Beach, just having a great old time. And we even went up to Huntington Beach, and we just had a wonderful time. And I flipped over the ocean, and I bounced on the waves, and I had a great time. You'd think that I would have been tired as could be, but I was filled with excitement because I had thrown the fish back, and I had claimed a new experience. Not just one. But then that day changed too, and I threw back the boat. The boat was still there, available, as always, but I had a new boat. I had a sailboat, a 20-foot Viking sloop, and I sailed over the ocean, up and down the coast with it, out to Catalina Island and all around, having a glorious, wonderful time. Life is so filled with wonder and magic that you just never know. Another time, Mark and I, we went out to Catalina on a scuba diving boat, and we dove down into the kelp, and we dove down to look at the scenery around Catalina Island, and it was beautiful. And another day, we went flying. And another day, we went in a helicopter. You see, every day is filled with excitement, and it needn't be the same old fish that we catch time after time after time. As the absolute philosopher, we say to ourselves, if we really want to live as a human being, that's okay. But if we live as a divine human being, finding music and magic in everything we do, looking beyond the appearances, looking beyond all those limitations and reaching out into the divine that we are, all of the world reveals itself to us. And instead of just fishing for a fish, we reach out and we catch the infinite. We reach out and we catch the allness. We reach out and we catch the divine. And as we catch these wonderful things, as we claim these wonderful things and are these wonderful things, we experience life in a manner that no one else could ever experience. Enjoy yourself every single day. If I was a fish, if today was a fish, I'd throw it back. If I was a fish, I'd throw it back too. Because a fish is designed for swimming. A fish is designed for being in the lake, in the ocean, in the rivers. What are we designed for? We're designed for something so great, something so divine, so absolute, that the moment we catch sight of it, we will chastise ourselves for not having caught sight of it much sooner. So, don't put all your fish in one basket. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your bread in one basket. Think of the many baskets that there are to be in. Think of the many exciting things that there are. Think of how divinity is expressing itself in and through me and you right now. It is a wonderful thing. Let go and be all that you are. Don't hold on to today like a fish, but throw it back and go on to other beautiful adventures. Go on to other beautiful stories. Go on to other beautiful views. Have a lovely day, and know that my love is blessing you every moment of the day, because I love you. I love you. I love you.